Tax Tips with Pauline R. Murray Accountants. Excellence in tax.
It's tax season for the brave among us, the entrepreneurs, those of us keen to start a business. How can we be ready from a tax perspective? Pauline from Pauline R. Murray Accountants joins me in the studio for the last of our four episodes. It's been lovely. Thanks for joining me, Pauline.
My pleasure, Jenny.
So, brave people out there, what's the fundamental number one thing before you even get cracking on your business?
Think, get advice, put away tax, and understand what you are doing. The reason I make all those comments is there's many people that become business owners by default where their employer asks them to get an ABN. If you have an ABN, by default, you become a business person. So it's important you understand the responsibilities of GST.
Yes.
Right down to the fact that if it's a 75, generally you don't need to register for GST until you've turned over 75,000.
Okay.
But there are circumstances where you will register for GST prior to that.
And what would those circumstances be?
If their employer requires them to, is probably the major reason. Some government contracts insist that the person that gets the contract is GST registered, just to name a couple.
Mm, and for everyone under that value, I suppose they'd just be making claims as a sole trader without an ABN.
The ABN is required for all people who are actually working on their own.
Mm, okay. Yep.
The reason for that is that your tax file number identifies you as an individual.
Right.
An ABN identifies you as a business.
Okay.
It flows through, then there's a number of reasons that the ABN is important. As your business grows, then you'll go into employing people potentially or having contractors, then that will become more important. Businesses start out small. Some of them will grow to be companies and trusts, a whole range of different processes, and those we're able to work with you. But if you look at businesses, if you are put into business by default, as I say, because you need to, or there's many carers who have now are employed and they have to have their own ABN, the requirements for expenses are no different to those of an individual. Even if you have a company, a trust, the requirements for travel, requirements for working from home, and all the other expenses are exactly the same.
Okay.
So don't be drawn into the fact that I've got a business, therefore I can claim this. It needs to have discussion, and the record keeping is pretty much the same.
I see.
The other important aspect of a person going into business is to be aware that coming from an employee situation, they'll now have no tax paid for them. So my suggestion always is that if they have the ability to open a separate account, when they get paid, they put the money away for their income tax.
Mm-hmm.
When they are registered for GST, also I ask them put that GST into a separate account. And that's part of the conversation to make sure when it comes at the end of the year, A, your tax is paid. I take the view that a sole trader and any business at all has the ability to put away some superannuation for the future in the same way you would if you're employed, and remembering that you are responsible for your own income protection insurance.
Yeah, so it's even worth, if you're not much of a maths person, getting someone to help you organise it could save your bacon.
There's some very good apps. We work with you so that you're able to use those apps to do your invoicing, maintain your receipts. And within Office, we use predominantly Xero as a program, which we're able to assist you with. And then that also plugs in that we can work with you to make sure everything's all up to date.
So establishing the systems is a good way to go initially. Are there any changes this year that people that own their own business or sole traders going into a new business should be aware of?
It's probably the worst news that any business, be they a sole trader, partnership, company or trust, can have. With COVID, we have had up until the 30th of June the ability to immediately write off vehicles and equipment up to a value of $150,000. As from the 1st of July, that amount now is reduced to $20,000 or accelerated depreciation. So you can imagine the number of cars and the amount of equipment that were bought in the lead up to the 30th of June. But yes, just a reminder, now it's just $20,000 or the accelerated depreciation rate.
Any other thoughts when it comes to someone starting a business?
I'm always fascinated that immediately someone starts business, that they need to buy a car and the business will pay for it. It's important to understand that the business doesn't magically make money. You have to have the business up and running to have the money to make the expenses. Mm. So my main advice is to start slowly. The first 6 to 8 weeks is very, very important to get things up and running. From there, the business will grow and then they'll be able to do all of those things that you've always wanted to do.
That's certainly worth considering, and you can get more advice from Pauline. PaulineMurrayAccounting.com.au, and you'll be able to listen back to a 4-part series as well. We've got some chats about what you can claim, what's changed this year, rental properties, landlord tips, and working from home or travelling in a car that you use for work. It's been an absolute delight, Pauline. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Jenny.
Tax tips with Pauline R. Murray Accountants. Excellence in tax.